The mission at the beginning of the 15th parak brings down the halacha that an isha who says the meis baili, she said her husband died, she's neman. But if it's a situation of milchama, if there's milchama baili, if there's a war going on, then she's not believed, because the Gemara says there's a concept of bididami. Bididami means that when there's a war going on, an isha sometimes could say something and think that her husband died, and believe that her husband died, but really she's just using her imagination a little bit of a leap of faith, and she didn't actually see that her husband died. So Lamashu, she could see that her husband got shot, and in her mind that translates into dying, but really it's possible that he got healed, it's possible that someone was able to mirapa him, and he didn't actually die. So since we are cheshed of saying bedadami, we're cheshed of making a mistake, not that she's lying, but she could be mistaken, she thinks that what she saw, it translates into death, but really it's not that he actually died, but he got hurt, and maybe he got healed, therefore we don't trust her, because we are cheshed of making a mistake because of what goes on during a milchama, where it looks like he died and he didn't actually die. Now the Gemara in the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Beis going into to Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph has the following shiloh. What if it's Hechzika Hi Milchama Ba'ilam? We were not aware that there's a war going on, and she's the one who came and told us that there's a war. So she was the one who was mechadesh that there's a war, and then she says, my husband died. Is she Neman or not? So what's a shiloh? So the Gemara says, Mitzarechan, maybe she has a migo over here. She has a migo, she has a malo l'shaker, that we only know about the war because of her. If not for her, we wouldn't know that there's a war. She's saying that in some far-off country there's a war, and her husband died by milchama. So the Gemara says, Ma'ala shakya de b'yamar shalom ba'ilam. If she's lying, so she has an ego, because if she's lying, she could have said that there's shalom ba'ilam. She didn't have to tell us that there's a war, and the fact that she told us there's a war, and she didn't have to, that's a right that she's not lying, and therefore we could believe her that her husband Taka died by milchama. Maybe the Gemara says you don't have an ego over here, because kemen echzika amar b'didami v'la'asi ma'ala shakya amar echizkase. Like the Gemara over here, maybe Amigo is not going to help you. And Rashi explains, because over here the question is, we're not accusing her of lying. It's not a chashash sheker, it's a chashash of the dummy, a chashash of making a mistake and not reading the situation properly. So what's Amigo going to help you? You can have Amigo from today till tomorrow, and Amigo will prove that you're saying the MS, but we're not accusing you of not saying the MS. We know that you mean to say the truth, but we're chashash of making a mistake. We're chashash of not reading the situation properly. It looks like your husband died, he didn't really die, and therefore Amigo is not going to help you, because Amigo could give you an amanus, but it can't make a mistaken person into a non-mistaken person. That's the shiloh of the Gemara. And the question is that Luchar, the second side of the Gemara is very compelling. Luchar makes a lot of sense, that if we're cheshed of making a mistake, we're not cheshed of lying, then Amigo can't help. What's the pshat on the first side of the Gemara? What is the side that Amigo would help over here? Luchar, Amigo can't help if we're not cheshed of lying. It's reminiscent of the famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asked that, this was supposedly his shiloh, if I had to get into the Volozhiny Yeshiva, that we have a din of Bar B'Shama Bar Yadif. And he says, why isn't every Shem a Neman with a Migu that he could have said he's a Bari? And the answer was that, yeah, we believe you with a Migu that you're a Shema. But that just tells us that you're a Shema, but it doesn't turn you into a Bari. You're not claiming that you know, you're saying, I don't know. So we believe you that I don't know, but that's not going to turn you into a Bari. So over here, she's basically, we're accusing her of saying she doesn't know. She's making a mistake. So having a Migu is not going to help you, because if we're accusing her of making a mistake, not lying, how is an Emanus Migu going to help you? That's the Shaila Lingam. The Rishonim all asks Kasha, how does this Migu help over here, if it's a chashash of making a mistake, not a chashash sheker, I'm b'divrei, they say different terutzim. So I want to say a mahalach, which is based on Taisus, even though it's not what Taisus says, but just to borrow a svara from Taisus, that yesh lacher, what's the pshat in this din of b'didami, when they say isha is b'didami during a milchama? Is it the pshat that she is totally mistaken, she means 100% what she says, and she honestly believes that her husband died, but there is a little bit of a leap of faith, a leap of imagination, because what she sees, she understands to mean that her husband died, but we know that really she might be making a mistake, and he didn't actually die. So it's an honest mistake that she's making, or is a pshat to know that it is based on a mistake, it is based on a bit of dummy, it's based on her thinking that he died when he really didn't, but at the end of the day, there is an element of sheker involved here as well, because she knows that she did not actually see her husband die, she just saw him get shot. But in her mind, she's so convinced that getting shot means that he died. But she knows that she didn't actually see him die, and she knows that it's possible that he didn't die. But being that she's so convinced that he did die, she's willing to say, my husband died, even though that statement is not true. So she's not coming to lie maliciously. She really believes that he died, but she knows that she didn't see him die. But because of that feeling that she thinks that he died, she's willing to say, my husband died, even though she knows for sure that those words aren't true, that she didn't actually witness him dying. So the first side is that she's so convinced as to what she saw that he died, that when she says he died, she really believes that that's Damas, that he died. She doesn't even realize she's saying the Sheker. The second side is that she knows that he didn't die. She knows that she didn't see him die, but she's so convinced that he died that she's willing to stretch the truth a little bit and say that he died, even though it's not necessarily something that she saw with her own eyes. So if you say like the second side, I think we could hear how the Miga works over here, because it's true it's bididam, it's true we're accusing her of making a mistake, but there is an element of shak involved as well. When she comes and says my husband died and she didn't see it, there's a lie over there. We got with that lie, that's where the Migu kicks in. The Migu says, well, Malo Shaker, if I want to lie, I could have just said Shalom Ba'ilam. So that's a raya that she's obviously not lying. Once she's not lying, if she's not lying, because she has a Migu, then we're not choshed that she's going to stretch the truth based on her. But the Dami, it must be that she taka saw that he died, and she's not just imagining that he died, and therefore she would be Nema. Could be the other side of the Gemara is that maybe that's Atapshat. Maybe but the Dami is a straight out mistake. We're not choshed of lying at all. If it's Mamish a mistake and there's no Shaker involved, then Amigo is not going to help, because Amigo can't help if you're not lying. So it could be that the Shaila Gemara goof is how to understand what's the site of Bididami. Is it a pure, honest mistake without any Sheker, or is it a mistake that because she's so convinced of it will allow her to make a slight lie to say that she saw for sure that he died, even though she knows that Lamaisa, she didn't see that papaya.